Our devotion for Holy Saturday is Grace to the Last and Least. We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born, for I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Paul would not be our first choice for an eyewitness to Jesus' saving work, and he didn't even put himself near the start. Why not? Paul knew his sins, and he knew he deserved condemnation. Paul did not run from his past. His story was a testimony to how wide and long and deep and high is the love of God. Paul was abnormally born, called to be an apostle while on the hunt to imprison and murder Christians. Yet, on the road to Damascus, the risen Lord Jesus appeared to him and called him to faith. Paul was then baptized and washed clean. No dirty record, no probationary period to prove he's the right guy for God. That's grace. It does not wait for worthiness. It is undeserved love for sinners. The same grace that met Paul on the Damascus road is yours and mine on this Holy Saturday. With Paul, we admit that we too are the last and the least. We know our sins, and our past is not something that we can simply wish away. But our Savior has washed it all away. His death has paid for your sins. His resurrection guarantees your life. And grace is yours too, whether you feel like everything is great in life or not. The last and the least enjoy the blessings of Easter too, all by the grace of the living Lord Jesus. Paul had a new life, abnormally born, and that new life in Christ meant God-pleasing work. Consider the words that follow. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. God used Paul as an example of amazing grace and as an instrument of his grace. But it wasn't Paul. It was always the grace of God at work. And now that grace has an effect on us too. The grace that found Paul now sends us so that the last and the least of the world may know it is for them too. We pray. Living Lord, you have given us new birth by water and the word. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and the confidence to walk forward in the warm embrace of your grace. Amen.